Welcome back to Tell the Band to Go Home. Thanks for sticking with us. My name's Jeff, your host. We are pre-recorded today. Couldn't make it live down to the studio, so don't call me, but I do love hearing from you. Jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com, or you can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm Jeff Robson here live in my basement in my pajamas. Also Jeff Robson. We've been doing a name dropper show, dropping names. It's getting painful dropping all these names, but we're sticking with it. Before the break, we had a great suggestion sent to us by Corin Raymond. Corin, he's an appreciator of great songs. He's always talking about songs that he likes and other songwriters that he loves, and he's like an encyclopedia of song lyrics, and it's not surprising that they pop up in his songs. He's got a bunch of them that mention other people. I think this is probably the most prolific example, perhaps. And a lot of the references aren't exactly as explicit as some of the other ones, but see if you can pick them out. See if you can figure them all out. We're going to go with this one is co-written by his good friend Jonathan Bird. We're going to go with Jonathan's version, then we're going to sneak in a Corin song, and maybe we'll head to Winnipeg after that, because he loves mentioning Winnipeg songwriters. I don't know if you know this, but we'll get there. Here's Jonathan Bird dropping some names. Tell the band to go home.
Sleeping dirty clothes through a frozen Minnesota night. They spent a month of rent to get on that B-35 and went off the air. Not a soul survived. Singing that'll be the day I die the night before. How could he know those words of love would only hurt us more? Man on the radio predicted snow and said the only stars to fall over Clear Lake, Iowa, they fell under the belly of the night. Under the belly of the night. Under the belly of the night. They're still on the air. Putting trouble on the run and laying the needle down on that Chicago preacher's son and having that party while the singer's singing from the grave, and he's out there now twisting the night away. But down the courtyard you could hear him on the radio, behind the walls of number 7 singing soft and low. A couple moaning when the gun popped in the night above, and they heard the shot and kept making love. Under the belly of the night. Under the belly of the night. Under the belly of the night. The famous singer fell. The Evening Star Motel. Jackie Wilson's heart is crying on Commercial Drive. As long as there's an FM dial, I know he's still alive. If I should die, I pray the radio my soul to keep, if I don't wake from 9 years of sleep. Under the belly of the night. Under the belly of the night. Stars are falling. Under the belly of the night. I'll be on the air.
under the belly of the night. Hey, love, that's love, and not fade away. First night we dated, you said, let me be your girl a while. Girlfriend's too complicated, just let me be your girl. On the porch under the chestnut trees, on Oxford Street you came to me. You were blonde as summer, twice as free. I remember you so wild and sweet. Is that how you remember me? That was 12 months ago. So sweet all the while. How was I to know you'd end it St. Catherine's style? You wouldn't look me in the eye, or even spend a dime to try and find me. You just quit me cold, 'cause he was new and I was old. So Veronica, I wander around this town, this place I still belong. I feel like I'm walking around inside a Scott Nolan song, and I'm singing through the distance. I miss you and I wish that I could turn back time and visit you in your house on Almond Avenue. To something else I failed to do, Veronica. I remember all the nights on the porch last summer. You wanted to hear blues, Mama.
See you, so I leave the porch light on. I know you land at 8 o'clock, but I'll be gone by 5. I'll be waving out the window as I pass the airport by. Oh yeah, because I am a long haul driver and I'm leaving at dawn. I don't think that I will see you, so I leave the porch light on. Yeah. Michigan to Illinois and Indiana too. I'll turn this rig towards the north, but still away from you. Are waltzing in my mind's blue eyes, strumming your guitar. 2,000 miles between us, yet I'm never, ever that far. Because I am a long haul driver and I'm leaving at porch light on. Oh yeah. St. Paul, I'll be picking brown-eyed Susans by the road as twilight falls. When I pass back into Canada, well, I may stop for a smoke. Yes, I know these things will kill me, but my dear, so might the road. Because I am a long-haul driver and I'm leaving at dawn. I don't think that I will see you, so I'll leave the porch light on. Oh yeah. Up the midnight black horizon, and I'm wishing you are with me when no passengers are riding. When my payload's unloaded safely out in St. Vital, I'll try to catch the perps at high and low before last call.
Hey everyone, how's it sound?
A little more?
It's been now. All right, you know, on occasion of me having this this nice little guitar, Sean's changing my string for me, nice guy. This is a song about the sleeveless bandit. He frequents this place quite a bit. You guys know him as Andrew Neville. I haven't played this song for a long time, but we're gonna give it a go.
If you're always making poor choices, you ain't gonna get nowhere. Unless your name is Neville and you got time to spare. Water that's for pussies, let me buy you a shot. Cause it don't matter if you want one, cause it's coming to you ready or not. Well, he likes going hard any old time of day. He'll steal your girlfriend if you got one just the minute that you look away. Cause he'll let her buck, cause he don't give a fuck about getting up in the morn. If the world was just a little more like him, well, I'd stop your kids from being born. Well, if it's Friday, I can tell you just where he's gonna be. At the good old High Lonesome, just getting drunk for you and me. But girls, look out, cause he'll tell you that you're pretty and you'll buy you a shot. Cause he knows he'll be better looking when he finds you puking in the parking lot. Well, he likes going hard any old time of day. He'll steal your girlfriend if you got one just the minute that you look away. He'll let her buck cause he don't give a fuck about getting up in the morn. If the world was just a little more like him, I'd stop your kids from being born. And Johnny Scholes would be the richest man in this whole town next to Peter Nightmare.
Oh, thank you. That's for John and Andrew Neville.
We got 4 shots of Jim Beam bourbon up the stage.
Are you serious? Get off the stage, dude. You're done.
Heading by 4 guys whose choices all were poor. Well, they started a little band, and oh, this can be sure. Said, man, you can live a good life if you know what you want. And the easiest way we can see is by playing that honky-tonk. Most every week. It don't matter if the bar's full or if they play to empty seats. They'll look you right in the eye and say it's not fame that we want. Cause it ain't about being the next Garth Brooks, about playing that honky tonk. They drink it all away. That don't matter much, cause they just like to play. I told you all before that their choices all were poor. But when they play that honky tonk, it don't matter anymore. Running low on alcohol, I drive down to the LCB and pick
myself up some Tennessee whiskey. I throw on some Black Hole song, 'cause you know I kinda like that one. If it wasn't for the music, I never would've fallen in love. I got a tool collection, she got my working man's blues, she got my Tom T. Hall, I got her Husker Du. Yeah, we got them all mixed up when we were high on rails. She got my 9-pound hammer, I got a 9-inch eventually, don't they all? She's in a band that covers Wolf Mother. I think they call themselves Wolf Lover. I'm listening to Hell's Bells, and I'm wishing it was Bob Wills. Yeah, if it wasn't for the music, I never would have fallen in love. I got a tool collection, she got my working man's blues, she got my Tom T. Hall, I got her Husker Du. Yeah, we got them all mixed up when we were high on rails. She got my 9-pound hammer, and I got her 9-inch nails. I got a tool collection, she got my hot rod Lincoln. My heart won't stop sinking, and I need some songs from drinking. Instead, I'm on a crazy train.
And guitar amps up in the spotlight, making the young folks dance. He'd play on the hood of his car when they wouldn't let him into the bar, with old Rose in his hands. From the floor of heaven he'd say, now in the night sky, I'm
Dustin Bentall there with a great song called The Ballad of Billy Cowsill. Of course, in memory of the great Billy Bud Cowsill, former Blue Shadow and legend. We heard a song co-written by Dustin Bentall before that, written alongside Ridley Bent, and I think Cam Latimer probably had a hand in that one as well. Nine Inch Nails was the name of the track. It's always a fun one. From Ridley Bent, from his album Buckles and Boots there. Before that, we heard some songs about Winnipeggers. We heard Andrew Neville and the Poor Choices singing a rather meta song, a song about themselves called the Poor Choices Song, which, you know, you've reached a certain pinnacle if you can get away with writing a song about yourself. That's a pretty good one. I always liked that one. Before that, Adrian Sala with a song about Mr. Neville himself. Both of those from those great Winnipeg, the High and Lonesome Years compilations. Those ones are both from Volume 4, I think. Was that the last one? I think Volume 4 is the last one. Love to see another one of those, Johnny Schools. Before that, we heard Luke Doucette, former Winnipegger, and his song Long Haul Driver, which is one of about four songs I can think of that mentions the perpetrators. Like, who would have thought that there'd be so many songs that mention the perpetrators? But it's true. They're out there. And you heard him mentioned there in that track. Corin Raymond also mentions the perpetrators in one of his songs, but we heard a song called Veronica, which mentions Scott Nolan. And before that, we heard Jonathan Bird doing a version of a Jonathan Bird, Corin Raymond co-write called Under the Belly of the Night. Tons of references in there. All right, that last track, it mentioned Johnny Cash. And Johnny Cash is one of those guys that's almost too easy. There's too many. You could almost do a whole show of songs about Johnny Cash. So we won't do a whole lot. Maybe we'll play a couple. But, here's one. Here's one by a guy who has a bunch of name-dropping songs, actually. He's got a great one called 5,000 Country Music Songs, which is pretty great. But it's also 6.5 minutes long. He's also got another great one called John Lee Hooker for President, which is also 6 minutes long. This one's not quite as long, so we'll play it. It's called Johnny Cash, and it is Ry Cooter. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home. We're dropping names, having some fun. Tell the Band to Go Home, UMFM.
Hey, Porter, hey, Porter, was what I heard him say. my Sears and Robo radio. Pasadena KXLA.
that country music with the country feel, a little bit of Willie Nelson with our evening meal on. Stacks of cash, sweet baby, we got everything we need. An old banjo in the lap, still slide, playing for an evening feed on. Softmoves, I want you to tell these guys something special about Willie Nelson. Like some salt and pepper with these evening meals. Like some salt and pepper with these evening meals. He likes some salt and pepper with this evening meal. He likes some salt and pepper with his evening meal. Sometimes I listen to Elvis, sometimes I listen to Cash, sometimes I listen to Waylon, but it all goes back to the one and only Willie.
How the hell did we get from Johnny Cash to Alex Chilton? I don't know, but that's Alex Chilton there from The Replacements from Pleased to Meet Me. Gotta love that one. Before that, Laura suggested we play Willie Nelson by Wagons. Yeah, I had to fit that in there somewhere for sure. And we heard some Johnny Cash songs in there before that. We heard Fred Eaglesmith with his song Johnny Cash off 6 Volts. We heard the young and talented Emmy Sunshine, Johnny, June, and Jesus. 13 years old, Emmy Sunshine. Got a terrific record called Ragged Dreams and a great song there. And we kicked that off, that little set off with Ry Cooter and his song called Johnny Cash off his album, I Flathead. Now, I remember a few years ago when I discovered there's a Chuck Brodsky song called Mo Berg. And I thought, oh, my God, somebody finally wrote a song about the pursuit of happiness. And it turns out it was about a baseball player named Mo Berg. So I was disappointed. But what do you know? Here comes a band from London, Ontario to save the day. They're called Broomsticks and Hammers. And they thought, you know what? Why not? Why not? Let's see if he'd come. So if you listen real close, you might even hear Mo Berg singing on the song, Mo Berg.
Guitar. What? What was that? Your mama bought it for you. Man, does she even know where it's at?
Stop. back. It only took a minute for my finger to find my daily dose of destiny under my sign. My eyes just about popped out of my head and said the stars were stacked against you, girl. Get back in bed. I feel lucky. Lucky, yeah. No Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today. Well, I strolled down to the corner, gave my numbers to the clerk. The pot's 11 million, so I called in sick to work. I bought a pack of Camels, a burrito, and a Parks. Crossed against the light, made a beeline for the park. The sky began to thunder, wind began to moan. I heard a voice above me saying, girl, you better get back home. But I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky, yeah. No tropical depression gonna steal my sun away. I feel lucky today. Sitting at the bar, I bought the house a double and the waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to catch my eye. Lyle Love is right beside me with his hand upon my thigh. Moral of the story is simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. I feel lucky today.
During the Martha White portion of the Grand Old Opry, Roy Acuff cut off my umbilical, then tied me off with his yo-yo string. It was easy growing up for me in Nashville. Music City has always been good to me. There's room for you and your cowboy boots. We'll even get you a rhinestone suit. You don't even have to sing on key. Producers with computers can fix it all in Nashville, Tennessee. So come and visit me in Music City. We'll drink all night and write songs no one will say. In pickup bars, the country stars play Japanese guitars. Come and visit me in Nashville, Tennessee. The hills are filled with naked hee-haw honey, who all sing along in perfect harmony. The world's greatest living guitar pickers can deliver you a pizza or sell you weed.
Guitar strings grow on shrubs and maple trees. Guitar picks tumble out of gumball machines. Record deals fly in and out like happy bumblebees. The cops carry capos in case you wanna change your key in Nashville, Tennessee. So come and visit me in Music City. We'll drink all night and write songs no one will sing. In pickup bars, the country stars play Japanese guitars. Come and visit me in Nashville, Tennessee.
I don't know if that's the best end of the show, mentioning Roy Acuff and Martha White, but, you know, it'll do. It's a good song. And it was a fun show. Holy cow, name dropping all over the place. That's Bobby Bear Jr. there with his song, Visit Me in Music City, from the album From the End of Your Leash. Before that, just for fun, somebody suggested that one. Hadn't heard that in a long time. Wouldn't have thought of that. Mary Chapin Carpenter, I Feel Lucky. Come on, Dwight. Come on, Lyle. Hot dog, she feels lucky tonight. Always loved that one, man. Before Mary Chapin, we heard a song called Mo Berg by a band called Broomsticks and Hammers from their album Mirror Box. Broomsticks and Hammers. There you go. That's it. We got so many of these songs. I could do another 2, 3, 4 shows by now, and who knows? Maybe we will. We'll revisit this idea. If you've got your own name dropper ideas, jeff@telebandagohome.com, or if you're out there listening, if you enjoyed the show, if you hated the show, jeff@telebandagohome.com. Check out telebandagohome.com for podcasts. You can find us on iTunes and on Google Play and, you know, wherever else, Podbean. And or just tune in next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Till the Band to Go Home will return. Stay tuned. Great, great stuff coming up here on UMFM. Thanks for listening, everybody. I've had a ton of fun.